Rob, Matthew Stafford obviously devastated, and I want to focus with you on the third down play that was talked about in that press conference. Once again, I felt a little bit conservative. I understand the concept of wanting to run the clock out, but you immediately said they also should have punted the ball inside the 10-yard line. Yeah. So that goes back to your initial point of it really being pointed at everyone. But everyone. Your thoughts on running the ball out there?
I didn't mind it this week. I really didn't. You're going to punt them deep. You got a rookie quarterback who's got to go 75 yards in a minute, 7 seconds. If your defense can't stop in that situation, you know, what do you have normally, 10% chance? You should win the game. If you go for the incomplete pass, now you're leaving an extra 40 seconds on clock. Now, minute 40, it's a lot easier. Obviously, look, in hindsight, yeah, maybe they try to throw and get the first down, but I didn't really have a hard time with the call this week running the ball.
Is it an endurance thing as we talk about the defense? Because now we've seen it a couple of times going back to the Packers game where they gave up a late touchdown. And now in this game, they give up 2 late touchdowns. What seems to be the problem in the fourth quarter with the defense that really played well through much of the game?
I think they're maybe a little conservative in the coverages. If you look at the secondary, it's easy to see here. Their safeties are playing almost 20 yards off. They're playing a high two. There's a lot of room in the middle of the field. We saw not only a run by Andrew Luck down the middle of the field, we saw a pass to Reggie Wayne for about 20 yards down the middle of the field. A minute, 7 seconds, if you're getting 20-yard chunk plays, it doesn't take long to get on an NFL field. And teams are so efficient at getting up and killing the clock and so forth. I think you needed to maybe play a little bit tighter, but then if you're Gunther Cunningham, you see what happened on the you saw what happened on the previous drive when Drayton Florence gets caught peeking a little bit. All of a sudden, they get a guy behind him, and they get a quick touchdown. So it's one of those danged if you don't. Someone's just got to make a play. You got to get a sack. You got to tackle. You don't knock the quarterback down with your body. You wrap your arms on him.
Let's hear from the head coach, Jim Schwartz, who's taking questions now.